Welcome to another episode of the Jam Pack Report, today for February the 24th of 2021. Of course, my name is Samuel Adams, and this is a daily gaming news podcast meant to bring you the hottest news you need to know from around the industry. Hosted on YouTube and podcast services around the world 5 days a week, it's your one-stop shop for everything you need to know. So if you enjoy the show and you like what you see, hit that subscribe button and keep coming back for more. But we got tons of PlayStation news yesterday, from a new State of Play coming later this week, which we'll dive into more in a moment, to a new PlayStation VR headset, which is now officially announced. Lots to dig into, so without further ado, let's just go ahead and dive into it. First and foremost, State of Play returns this Thursday, February the 25th. A new slate of game updates and deep dives is coming later this week, and of course this all comes from Sid Schumann, Senior Director at SIE Content Communications. Time for another State of Play, he writes. This Thursday, a State of Play broadcast will serve up new updates and deep dives for 10 games coming to PS4 and PS5, including new game announcements and updates on some of the third-party and indie titles you last saw in June's PS5 showcase. The show is clocking in at 30 minutes or so, give or take. Can't wait to hear what you think. And a quick note, there won't be a PlayStation hardware or business-focused update in the show. We are focused on great games set to come out in the months ahead. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, February 25th at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can watch it live on Twitch and YouTube. See you Thursday. Exciting to see, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Sony has up their sleeve. Of course, it's all about the games, and I'm very excited to see what the future looks like in that regard. On top of that, there is a new generation of PlayStation VR on the horizon, and this news once again comes from the PlayStation blog from Hideaki Nishino, Senior VP of Platform Planning and Management. The first details on the next generation VR system coming to the PlayStation 5 console. He writes, quote, "More than 4 years ago, we launched PlayStation VR to offer a transformative new way to play games on PS4, providing a much stronger sense of presence and deeper immersion to players compared with traditional games. In that time, we have seen tremendous experiences that have propelled virtual reality gaming forward, including highly acclaimed titles like Astrobot Rescue Mission, Tetris Effect, Blood and Truth, Moss, Beat Saber, and Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. We've also enhanced the experience for some PSVR titles when played on PS4 Pro and PS5. Today, I'm pleased to share that our next generation VR system will be coming to PlayStation 5, enabling the ultimate entertainment experience with dramatic leaps in performance and interactivity. Players will feel an even greater sense of presence and become even more immersed in their game worlds once they put on the new headset. We are continuing to innovate with our new VR system so that our fans can continue to enjoy the unique experiences that are synonymous with PlayStation. We're taking what we have learned since launching PlayStation VR on PS4 to develop a next-generation VR system that enhances everything from resolution and field of view to tracking and input. It will connect to PS5 with a single cord to simplify setup and improve ease of use while enabling a high-fidelity visual experience. One of the innovations we're excited about is our new VR controller, which will incorporate some of the key features found in the DualSense wireless controller, along with a focus on great ergonomics. That's just one of the examples of future-proof technology we are developing to match our vision for a whole next generation of VR games and experiences. There is still a lot of development underway for our new VR system, so it won't be launching in 2021. But we wanted to provide this early update to our fans, as the development community has started to work on creating new worlds for you to explore in virtual reality. We also want to thank all of our PSVR players for your continued support. With upcoming games like After the Fall, Sniper Elite VR, and Humanity, there is much more to come for PSVR, whether you're playing on PS4 or PS5. With both PlayStation VR and the next-generation VR system we are building, our commitment to VR as a medium for games is stronger than ever. We look forward to sharing more details in the future. A couple of things to note here. First and foremost, it is not wireless, but it does have one single cable connecting to your PlayStation 5. Very much so a large improvement. But man, I wish it was wireless. Definitely don't want any wires. On top of that, I also do want to mention here that sales of the PlayStation VR were monstrously low. The install base, relatively solid considering how popular the PlayStation 4 was, but it still sold less than the iToy. So, when you consider that, VR is still a very, very, very small section of their player base. But I think that Sony, in their planning, looks to products like the Quest, a headset, where it is an affordable entry point for people to get solid mid-range VR experiences. This is not going to rival something of a high-end Oculus or a high-end Valve Index or anything like that, but it's going to be one of the most updated, modern, technologically impressive consumer-level VR headsets. That's exciting. And so while I might not be picking it up because I'm not a huge virtual reality guy yet, it's exciting to see that this technology is still being explored, because unlike motion controls and unlike these little small gimmicks that have popped up throughout the years, VR is legitimately a different experience. It's one that can carve out its own niche in the gaming industry and make its spot, prove its worth, and I think that Sony backing it and showing that they are doubling down on VR will just encourage others in the industry to continue their journey as well and to start developing VR experiences, because I want it to be bigger. I want to have a legitimate reason to pick up a VR headset beyond what is currently out there available, like Beat Saber and the Star Wars experiences. There's a future for VR, but we just have to find out what that is. However, PlayStation is getting in on the action. But if you're not into VR, maybe you're into gaming on PC and PlayStation has something there for you as well. Of course, currently we have Horizon Zero Dawn and Death Stranding both out on the platform, but Days Gone is coming this spring and more PlayStation games are set to come. Bin Studios' Zombie Biker game page is already up on Steam if you do want to check it out, and there you can find some PC features, including ultra-wide monitor support, unlocked frame rates, and improved graphics with increased levels of details, a higher field of view, and foliage draw distance improvements. This news comes via a GQ interview with Sony's Jim Ryan, who shared, quote, "We find ourselves now in early 2021 with our development studios and the games that they make in better shape than they've ever been before. Particularly from the latter half of the PS4 cycle, our studios made some wonderful, great games. There is an opportunity to expose those great games to a wider audience and recognize the economics of game development, which are not always straightforward. The cost of making games goes up with each cycle as the caliber of the IP has improved. Also, our ease of making it available to non-console owners has grown." So in short, what Jim Ryan is saying here is that it's easier to port games, he mentions that at the end, and then on top of that, it's also important to expand and hit that wider audience, which I think is very, very important. And I tweeted this yesterday when the news broke, but I want to reiterate this here. Microsoft has dominated the PC space because they have expanded the Xbox brand beyond a piece of plastic and metal that sits below your television. The console itself is just one of many destinations to experience Xbox. Xbox is a destination for gaming, whether that be on your console, whether that be on your mobile device through xCloud, whether that be through PC streaming, whatever that looks like, that is Xbox. Right now, PlayStation is still a piece of plastic and metal below your television. PlayStation is still the console, and they have a very, very strong hold on that space. But if they do want to expand and tap into one of the biggest install bases in the world, which is the PC gaming space, they have to continue bringing experiences to the PC space. And it sounds like that is exactly what they are doing. Now, in regards to what games we want to see, of course, Bloodborne is the top of the list. God of War would be fantastic with all of the enhancements and whatnot. But right now, what we know is that Days Gone is coming this spring. And again, you can go ahead and add that to your wish list right now on Steam if you do want to dive in and play Deacon St. John, who fights giant hordes of zombies. Man, that's going to be phenomenal on PC. However, some unfortunate news, Gran Turismo 7 has been delayed into 2022. I cannot process how unsurprised I am. But GT7 has been impacted by COVID-related production challenges and therefore will shift from 2021 to 2022, a Sony spokesperson shared with GQ. With the ongoing pandemic, it's a dynamic and changing situation, and some critical aspects of game production have been slowed over the past several months. We'll share more specifics on GT7's release date when available. So, there you have it. This is one of those that I kind of expected to get delayed because it is such an ambitious project, and it also seemed very strange that they had not put a release date on this. That is a powerful, powerful choice to make for any kind of PR people, because if you don't share a release date, people can't be disappointed when it gets pushed back from 2021 to 2022. That's exactly what's happening here. It's very important to keep expectations in check and in line, and that's what Sony's doing, and I think that's very, very wise. This is still, yet again, one of many delays that are going to come throughout the course of the next few months, because again, COVID had an impact from the very beginning, but now we are a year into this quarantine work from home situation that we have going on right here in the United States, but also around the world. And so with that comes a lot of concessions. The productivity of the team might not be as high. The mental, emotional, physical impact of a pandemic is huge. And so I think that with these people just coping and trying to live, that you need to give them a little leeway. And so if that means GT7 comes out in 2022, so be it. Still going to be a kick-ass game either way. Looking forward to seeing what that looks like in its final form. But don't worry, there's still plenty of games to play in the months between now and the time Gran Turismo 7 launches or a new PSVR unit comes out. And in the next few months, you can get some freebies from PlayStation because Play at Home returns with 4 months of offers for PlayStation games and entertainment, which all kick off on March the 1st. Now this comes from Jim Ryan, who takes to the PlayStation blog to make the announcement. Hello again. The past 12 months have not been easy, and I think we are all hopeful that we may be starting to see some flickers of light at the end of this long COVID-19 tunnel, thanks to the tireless work of the medical community and people around the world. In these historic times, the team at PlayStation wanted to thank the community by giving something back. These days, we can all use something to look forward to, and another reason to stay safely socially distanced, so we are happy to be able to offer a free selection of great games and some entertainment offers. Last April, we launched the Play at Home initiative, offering up two incredible PlayStation games for free, Uncharted, the Nathan Drake Collection, and Journey. I like to think they helped make the last year a little bit easier. This year, we want to go further, so we've designed a series of free games and entertainment offers for our PlayStation community that make the next few months a little more fun and enjoyable. This year's Play at Home initiative is kicking off in March and extending through June. Starting March 1st, 2021, PlayStation and Insomniac Games will make Ratchet & Clank PS4 available for free to download for a limited time through the PlayStation Store from March 1st all the way until March 31st. Sorry, I had to read through all these time frames and stuff. You just need the dates on the podcast. Once you redeem the game, it's yours to keep. You do not need PlayStation Plus. You do not need any kind of additional subscription or anything of that sort. Then on top of that, there's a bonus little tidbit with Funimation here. If you want to read more about that, you can check out the PlayStation blog. But what we outlined today is just the beginning of what's in store for Play at Home. In the coming weeks, we'll share more details on free games and entertainment offers dropping for our PlayStation community. I think we've got a great mix of games and entertainment offers lined up, and I hope this news made your day just a little bit brighter. We consider ourselves privileged to bring you this entertainment, and we are very grateful to be a part of your lives. Thanks for playing. So, if you want a free copy of Ratchet & Clank, that's coming on March the 1st, with more games coming, supposedly, hypothetically, one per month between March and June. Which, hey, why not? Sounds pretty fun. But to round out today's show, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 is coming to PS5, Series X and S, and the Nintendo Switch. Very cool. The original Birdman is back and looking better than ever as Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 comes to PS5 and Xbox Series X and S on March the 26th and to the Nintendo Switch for the first time later in 2021. Grab your board and get ready to spin, flip, grind, and ollie through the greatest levels in skateboarding history, featuring enhanced next-gen upgrades for the sharpest, smoothest Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 experience to date. You can drop into the most iconic skateboarding games ever made whenever the update launches later this spring. Of course, it includes all of the accoutrements you might expect from a next-gen upgrade, including 4K 60fps, which is native this time around, and 120fps at 1080p. Now, I will say the Xbox Series S does achieve 1440p, so keep that in mind. But if you do want to pre-order, the game is up now, and for those that currently own the base version of the game, it will cost you $10 to get the upgraded version of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 on next-gen consoles, which also includes some bonus content, including the Secret Skater the Ripper, retro gear for Create a Skater, and retro skins for Tony Hawk, Steve Caballero, and Rodney Mullen. But on top of that, if you do want to pre-order the Switch version, that is not available right now, but it's coming later this year. This all comes after Tony Hawk himself teased and did a little social media promotion with Activision and a couple of other brands like Crash Bandicoot. So if you did want to check out Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, highly recommended, fantastic game, and I do love Tony Hawk so much, both the man and the games. But they're a huge part of me coming up, and I'm absolutely going to be throwing another 10 spotter their way to get access to that next generation version on March the 26th. But that rounds out today's episode of the Jam Pack Report. If you enjoyed today's show, drop me a like down below and let me know what you think about everything we talked about here today. But specifically, what do you think about all of these PlayStation announcements? PSVR 2, a new state of play, some freebies coming for you, games coming to PC, lots in the PlayStation universe going on. A very exciting time to be a player. But until tomorrow, you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon, and peace.